Ode 71. When now the rose upon the meadow from nothing into being springs, when at her feet the humble violet with her head low in worship clings, take from thy morn-filled cup refreshment while tabors and the harp inspire, nor fail to kiss the chin of Saki while the flute warbles and the lyre. Sit thou with wine, with harp, with charmer, until the rose's bloom be past. For as the days of life, which passes, is the brief week that she shall last. The face of earth, from herbal mansions, is lustrous as the sky, and shines with asterisms of happy promise, with stars that are propitious signs. In gardens let Zoroaster's worship again with all its rites revive, while now within the tulip's blossoms the fires of Nimrod are alive. Drink wine, presented by some beauty of Christ-like breath, of cheek fair-hued, and banish from thy mind traditions to Ud relating and Talmud. Earth rivals the immortal garden during the rose and lily's reign, but what avails when the immortal is sought for on this earth in vain? When riding on the windy courser, as Solomon, the rose is found, and when the bird, at hour of morning, makes David's melodies resound, ask thou, in Solomon's dominion, a goblet to the brim renewed, pledge the vizier, the cycle's Asaph, the column of the faith, Mahmud. O Hafez, while his days continue, let joy eternal be thine aim, and may the shadow of his kindness eternally abide the same. Bring wine, for Hafez, if in trouble, will ceaselessly the help implore of him whose bounty shall aid ever, as it have aid vouchsafed before. Ode 77. Upon the path of love, O heart, deceit and risk are great, and fall upon the way shall he who at swift rate shall go. Inflated by the wind of pride, the bubble's head may shine, but soon its cap of rule shall fall, and merged in wine shall go. O heart, when thou hast aged grown, show heirs of grace no more. Remember that such ways as these, when youth is o'er, shall go. Has the black book of black locks closed, the album yet shall stay, though many a score the extracts be, which day by day shall go. Ode 85. To me, love's echo is the sweetest sound of all that neath this circling round hath stayed. Ode 86. A beggar am I, yet enamoured of one of cypress mould, one in whose belt the hand abides only with silver and with gold. Bring wine, let first the hand of Hafez the cheery cup embrace, yet only on one condition, no word beyond this place. Ode 87. When beamed thy beauty on creation's morn, the world was set on fire by love newborn. Thy cheek shone bright, yet angels' hearts were cold, then flashed it fire and turned to Adam's mould. The lamp of reason from this flame had burned, but lightning jealousy the world o'erturned. The enemy thy secret sought to gain, a hand unseen repelled the beast profane. The die of fate may render others glad, my own heart saddens, for its lot is sad. Thy chin's deep pit allures the lofty mind, the hand would grasp thy locks in twines entwined. Hafez, his love scroll, to thyself addressed, when he had cancelled what his heart loved best.